your AI.
This article summarizes the claims of two researchers who believe that alien abductions are literal events happening in our reality.
Dash. They discuss how this phenomenon has been largely ignored by the media, with press and electronic media giving abounded stories and anecdotes with very little critical analysis. The two experts suggest that the subject needs to be discussed seriously in the social sciences, where it can be analyzed from an academic perspective. They propose a panel of experts to discuss the origins and meanings of alien abductions in a documentary for PBS's program Nova. Barney and Betty Hill, an interracial American couple, were the first to allege alien abduction in the United States. Late September of 1961, they were driving through rural portion of New Hampshire when they claimed that extraterrestrials had kidnapped them. Betty Hill was holding a newspaper with the time and date at the time of the alleged abduction, which was later verified as being accurate. The Hill story captivated people across the United States, and soon after their claim, reports of similar abductions began to surface throughout the state and in other parts of the country. Benjamin Simon, a psychiatrist and neurologist, sought to help the Hills cope with their disturbing dreams and anxiety related to the experience. He determined that hypnosis may help them recall more details about what had happened during their abduction. In time, the term Barney Hill dreams was coined in reference to this unusual phenomenon. Betty Hill's recollection of her experience was so vivid it is now considered a cornerstone in mainstream techniques of hypnosis. Betty claimed to have been abducted by aliens, taken on a picnic and examined by an expert groomer. Simon concluded that Betty was telling the truth after her dream-like details matched descriptions given to him by other abductees. She had also been able to recall her abduction in such detail that even her parents were convinced. The most vivid details were those surrounding the UFO and what it looked like inside. It was here that Betty jotted down descriptions of Barney, the expert groomer she claimed to have encountered. Betty's story spread like wildfire, and soon others began contacting Simon with similar tales of abduction with some minor updates. One prostitute had even absorbed Betty Hill's story and included it in her own tale of abduction in the Hills. Betty Hill was a young woman who claimed to have been taken by aliens in the early 1960s. She was found in the same area as Betty, with the same expert groomer. The groomer, a man named William Berchtold, had been grooming child prostitutes for years and had been giving them the same expert grooming services that he gave Betty Hill. When her parents waited days without receiving any news of their daughter, they reported her disappearance to police. They were eventually able to locate her and remove Jan's restraints, but it was too late. Her little sister had already believed her young brainwashed mind that aliens had kidnapped her and taken her on a picnic. Berchtold had even taken them in his motorhome after abducting them from their homes. He was an expert groomer and had finagled a same sexual encounter with Jan. He also gave her a physical examination. Barney was kept in the motorhome with his eyes closed in fear of what would happen if he didn't obey. Her parents were unaware of the abuse, and they had no idea what Bob Broberg was capable of. The word pedophile is defined as someone who engages in sexual acts with minors, and this is exactly what Bob was doing to Jan for the first time. Betty Hill's dream account of being abducted by aliens and taken on a picnic is one of the most iconic UFO abduction cases to date. Betty Hill was the first person to conduct a Betty Hill exam, which served as a template for other similar accounts. Many people have reported being abducted by aliens, and their shared abduction accounts often share certain characteristics. Betty's five dreams about her capture and subsequent release were documented in detail, and she was hypnotized in order to recall more details about her experience. Additionally, medical examinations revealed that she had been missing time from when she first encountered the aliens until when they released her back onto Earth. Abduction accounts like Hill's have become a part of the history of UFO encounters, and capture the public mind when it comes to aliens. These stories have helped to shape the narrative of abduction cases, and create an image in our minds of what an alien encounter looks like. People have been fascinated by these unexplained events for years, yet even today there is a lot we don't understand about them. Objects from other worlds have captivated our imaginations, and helped to capture Hill's story for future generations. In 1987, Bud Hopkins, an abduction proponent, and two unlikely researchers set out to uncover evidence of alien abductions. After interviewing many experiencers, Hopkins recounted many instances of alien nasal implants that had been left behind by aliens. Even more compelling evidence was found after X-rays were taken of the nasal implant. This evidence pushed us further into our own reality, as our own two unlikely researchers claimed it to be proof of alien abduction. Proponent Bud Hopkins has become one of the most well-known figures in the field of UFO research due to his own experiences and claims on nasal implants from aliens. His books, based on the Betty and Barney Hill case, have become bestsellers. The case is widely regarded as the first documented abduction experience. It all began in September 1961 when the Hills reported seeing a flying disc while driving near their home in New Hampshire. They had hazy recollections of being abducted by materialized alien beings with enlarged cat-like eyes and bulbous craniums. Hopkins conducted hypnotic regressions to gain more insight into what happened that night, and the story became even more well-known after being made into a movie starring James Earl Jones as Barney Hill.
Thank you all for joining us again on The Others, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.